this Ash Wednesday seems to have arrived much more quickly this year, even though it's actually later in the calendar year than is often the case. I haven't spent much time reflecting on how I want to recognize Lent this year, what spiritual disciplines I will take up, and which particular indulgence I will let go. But I have been seeing a lot of other people's ideas about Lent the last few days, and that has certainly sparked my interest. It seems that the going trend in liturgical church practices is to have ashes to go, either walk-by or in drive-by form. And I guess that's fine, but I can't help but ponder what would motivate folks to want to have quick ashes. There's a part of me that thinks that the weight of the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return," requires some time for thought. I may be wrong on this, but it seems important that we take a little time to think about the reality of our mortality, rather than sticking our foreheads out the window of a car and having a priest make the sign of the cross on our foreheads with ashes, as we then dash up to Starbucks for a grande latte, fat-free, of course, because it is Ash Wednesday after all. But maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe ash and dash is better than no ash at all. Maybe a moment is better than no moment. That said, I'm glad that you all are here today. I'm glad that we are all in this space, taking a little time out of our crazy, busy, overly full lives to be quiet, to pray, to assess, and to remember. And that's what Lent is about in many ways, to restructure our lives. So often we agonize over the right sin to concede or the right action to take on. And maybe this year, we should just take time to be, to rest in the presence of God. Maybe we need to structure some time for holy space so that we can hear the voice of God above the droning sounds of the world. Whatever choice you make for your Lenten practice this year, remember that the focus is on God. If your practice or discipline or fast or penitence does not return your heart to God and your mind to God and your relationship with God, then all is for naught. Recently, I saw a blog written by Phil Ressler, who is the pastor of the Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd in Old Bridge, New Jersey. The blog's title is 20 Things to Give Up for Lent. You may have seen it. But for those of you who haven't, I think Pastor Phil has some good points. Maybe one or two of them will resonate with you. Here are his ideas for 20 things you might consider giving up for Lent, and his rationale as to why, based on our faith. The first is guilt. I am loved by God, and He has forgiven my sins. Today is a new day, and the past is behind. Fear. God is on my side. In Him, I am more than a conqueror. The need to please everyone. I can't please everyone always. There is only one I need to strive to please. Envy. I am blessed. My value is not found in my possessions, but in my relationship with the Heavenly Father. Impatience. God's timing is the perfect timing. Sense of entitlement. The world does not owe me anything. God does not owe me anything. I live in humility and grace. Bitterness and resentment. The only person I'm hurting by holding on to these is myself. Blame. I'm not going to pass the buck. I will take responsibility for my actions. Gossip and negativity. I will put the best construction on everything when it comes to other people. I will also minimize my contact with people who are negative and toxic, bringing other people down. Comparison. I have my own unique contribution to make, and there is no one else like me. Fear of failure. You don't succeed without experiencing failure. Just make sure you fail forward. A spirit of poverty. Believe with God that there is always more than enough and never a lack. Feelings of unworthiness. You are fearfully and wonderfully made by your Creator. Doubt. Believe God has a plan for you that is beyond anything you could imagine. The future is brighter than you could ever realize. Self-pity. God comforts us in our sorrows so that we can comfort others with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Retirement. As long as you are still breathing, you are here for a reason. You have a purpose to influence others for Christ. That does not come to an end until the day we die. Excuses. A wise man once said, if you need an excuse, any excuse will do. Lack of counsel. Wise decisions are rarely made in a vacuum. Pride. Blessed are the humble. And last but certainly not least, worry. God is in control, and worrying will not help. And maybe all 20 of these is too much to tackle all at one time. And maybe you've already got some of these under control. And maybe none of this works for you. And that's okay too. Your Lenten plan should be molded for you and you only. And only you and God know what you need to do to repent and return to the Lord. Isaiah also has some suggestions for how we practice our piety during this Lenten season. Speaking on behalf of God, Isaiah says, is not this the fast I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger and the speaking of evil, if you offer food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. We could practice those suggestions for righting wrongs this Lenten season, to care for those in need, to feed and clothe, to remove the yoke that weighs us down, described by Isaiah as the pointing of the finger and the speaking of evil. No matter how you decide to spend the season of Lent, remember that God is with you to guide you, to love you, and to encourage you. God wants only the best for his children. And what he wants is for his children to be whole and holy, guided and directed by the example of Christ. Amen.